My name is María Julia Hernández from El Salvador.
How did you meet Archbishop Romero?
Well, I met him the first time when Father Rutilio Grande was shot to death. He gathered us in a unique mass. And I hear him, he really, for me, was, he struck me very much because he was telling us that it was a message that the bodies, dead bodies, Rutilio Grande and two campesinos, was telling us that the church has to be in the places where the freedom has to be obtained to fight, and the church can't be absent of that. And he spoke about evangelization, about the people, the Sikhs, what does it mean that? And in that moment, I changed my life. But a few days later, he invited me to go to a meeting, and I was struck by his humility. He was really a humble man. And after the meeting, he told us, please help me. And we say, of course, Monsignor, everything that you want. So these circumstances made me to be near him and to talk with him, because I knew in a far way, with a great distance, I knew he was before a very conservative bishop, but he was a very honest man.
So this is about 1977?
Yes, it was in March of 1977.
And the effect of the priest being shot, this is what changed Oscar Romero.
Well, I think he has a great sensibility before this. When he was a bishop of Santiago de María, a eastern diocese of El Salvador, the first massacre of these times that happened in El Salvador happened the 21st of June of 1975. And the National Guard came in Canton, Las Tres Calles. He entered and he massacred almost the number of the family. And when Monsignor knew about that, he immediately went with the people. He cried with the people. He prayed with the people. He was really shocked with what was going happen. But when he returned to his home, his diocese, he wrote two letters. One letter to President Molina. That time was he the president, and he asked really first to know the truth with a great investigation, to bring the guilty one to the tribunals, and to have reparation for the victims in a very strong manner. And the other letter he sent it to his fellow bishops, his brothers, telling them what has happened, telling them that he did that with the president, and now he was asking them what to do more for the victims, because he said that these things could happen in our country. Well, the pattern that he established in a private way, because he did all these things in a private way, later on, years later, in 1977, he did in a public way. So for me, Monsignor Romero, he has a great honesty, a great sensibility, but he did in a private way. Is with when he became Archbishop, that began to do these things in a public way with the death of Father Rutilio.
What did he do exactly, in your opinion?
Well, he did many things, but the greatest things for me is the greatest defender of human rights in El Salvador. He developed a defense in this moment that was such a persecution towards the people that wanted to make some reivindications for their human rights, because they don't have food, they don't have a job, they don't have house, they don't have health, they don't have education, they don't have anything to live as a, with dignity. So the response of the government was persecution, death, disappearance of the people, and many things like that. And everybody that spoke, he was killed, disappeared, tortured. He maintained his position of denunciation in a public way to help the people in a juridical way and to really say this is not a way to do things. And for me, was the greatest defender of human rights in El Salvador and in our times. For me, is the man of the millennium.
What type of person was he?
He was a humble man, a valiant man, a compassionate man, open heart and mind to his people. He was a great preacher. And he was a great evangelizator. He showed the people the values, the real values to follow. He fight against the power, political power, ideological power, defending the people, the poor people.
Was he a political man?
The government accused him of a political man, of communist, subversive, and many things like that. All things that he did since the pastoral position of the church, since the evangelical work. Of course, his actions coincide with politics, but he was an evangelical man. No, was not a political man.
How did the people feel about Monsignor Romero?
Well, the people loved him very much. They understand that he was the man that really heard them, that defend them. They have a great confidence in him and hope in his word and actions. But he has a greatest enemies too. They hated because he always was with the poor, defending the poor, the peasant people, and everybody that needs to be defended on human rights.
What did you do with Archbishop Romero?
I work in many things, because if you offer him that you may help him, there were a lot of things that he put you to do. For example, I work with him in mass media. I work with him in a pastoral of the laity. So helping in the cases of the first refugees people that were in El Salvador, in all the things that we may help him, I was ready to do it. I was in more with the printing, because I made some projects to help him to build up the printing, because they blow up and he needs to publish the weekly of the church, a newspaper. In that moment, really, I worked more than the printing way than in the radio.
With Archbishop Romero speaking for the poor people, how did the government react to him?
Well, the government always very disgusted with Monsignor Romero, because he helps the people. And he demands the truth, he demands justice. And the government was not going to find the truth, to make an administration of justice. He reject everything. Always they have a great impunity. They didn't want to work for peace in El Salvador.
When did the death threats to Archbishop Romero begin?
Since the beginning, when he first denounced the assassination of Father Rutilio Grande, in that moment at the same time, his persecution for him. They accused him of communism, of subversive, and to accuse a people in that moment of being subversive and communist, it was a sentence of death. So Monsignor Romero always received a white hand in a black paper. It was the sign of the death squads. They called the Archbishop's office, threatened to death, and with great insults and many things like that since the beginning. But he was firm in his position, and he said, I am going to defend my people. I am defending. I denounce this and these violations. He never went back.
Tell me about how he died.
Well, he was sentenced to death by the power, political power, ideological power, the economical power. And the man who was in charge to kill him was a former mayor of the army, Roberto Dawson. He planned everything, and he commanded others to do it. And Monsignor Romero was killed when he was saying mass. He was finishing his sermon to enter the offertory when a car came, and from the front door, they shot him to death.
So he was shot from the car?
Yes.
How did you feel?
Well, I felt very terrible because in that moment, I thought that Monsignor was not going to be touched. That was impossible. But when he was shot, I realized that in El Salvador, from now on, could happen anything that the people could do. So I was shocked. Because they take away the greatest man that ever happened in El Salvador, and I think in this millennium. And I was shocked because I realized that the situation of El Salvador, the level of a very grave situation, was the most high that we had.
What happened after Romero was shot?
Well, after... it began the government telling that they were not that they didn't do anything, the crime. They said where's the left, and they said always the people is asking for communist system, not for democracy, and things like that. The next year, it began the war in El Salvador.
Were you at the funeral?
Yes, I was in the funeral next to his coffin. And when the government exploded the bombs, the first bombs, the other bombs, and were four bombs, I saw the people that was coming to the cathedral because it was an iron curtain and they were taking refuge in the cathedral. I thought that was going to be a terrible thing, so I entered with the coffin of Monsignor Romero to the side that where he was going to be buried. I stayed there until he was buried.
How long did it take?
Well, it was a long time, several hours, because I lost the sense of time. But I suppose that the two first hours, it was a terrible situation. Nobody knew what to do. They were shooting to the cathedral. I thought that the cathedral was going to come down under us. But after a long time, arrived the cardinal that was the sent by the Pope, and with other bishops, they prayed and they buried Monsignor. And it was several hours.
What was happening outside the cathedral?
Well, I didn't see because I was inside with in the coffin of Monsignor Romero. But later on, I saw that there were dead people, 53, I think. But it was the smallest number that could happen according to the old terrible things that I saw before I entered the cathedral. I thought that it was going to be a real catastrophe. I thought that it was going to die at least a thousands of people because it was all full, the plaza, the streets, and it was all full. And suddenly the people was moving that moment, so I thought they are going to die, thousands of people. For me, it was the first miracle of Monsignor Romero.
It's now the 20th anniversary of the death of Oscar Romero. Why should we remember him?
Well, he is one of the greatest men that taught us the ways to look for peace, for social justice, to see the dignity of the person as in this moment in the world, usually the most violated is the dignity of the person. And he is showing us, teaching us, the value of men and women, the value of their dignity, of our dignity, and we have to fight in order not to be violated.
How do the people of El Salvador think about Oscar Romero now?
Well, the new generations are very interested in following him, to know their teaching and continue. But there are people that they are not happy. But the majority is, they found that Monsignor Romero is a source for theology, for the values, for human rights, for the teaching of the church, for social problems.
In your opinion, did things change because of Oscar Romero?
I think something has changed, but not as should be changed. Always there is a great obstacles because man doesn't want to change.
Okay, María Julia Hernández, muchas gracias.
Oh, muchas gracias. Thank you very much.